To halacha base. Halacha base on page Samaches. Okay, it's on page Samaches, halacha base. Ein boidkin ella b'ner shel shayva yichidi b'dikas chametz on them with a single candle. It's not havdalah. What? Or a flashlight. It's not havdalah. No havdalah candles for b'dikas chametz. V'loy kiluyim, and they may not be interwoven. Ooh. V'loy kiluyim. The Havei Kavuka, it's again considered a halacha like a torch. B'shas atchak sheiloi neresh shel shayva, yivdoik b'neresh shel chelev, you can use chelev. Okay, let's see ois dalet on the bottom. Yivdoik b'neresh shel chelev, v'im motu livdoik b'chametz b'or hashmal, what about a flesh? Now, I don't know why he means, why is chelev, maybe chelev does not burn as well, why would it be a b'diyevin? I'm not exactly sure. Why chelev would be a b'diyevin? Maybe it gets messy, it's messy, it smells... It's messy, you're not going to check so well with it.
Not kosher. Not kosher.
Not kosher?
I think that's
the b'dievet. You mean nene from something that's not kosher? Okay, I don't know. Okay, here he talks about, what about using flashlight? Yivdaik b'ner shel chelev, yimut livdaik b'chametz b'ner bar ha-chashmal. Echtoli b'vadai b'ze imikwi ner oiloi. Dekabdi chazal sheyei davka lor ha-ner. Is it considered to be a ner? Not chazal machpel eshbil or haner. V'chol shuachrayim b'peskim lulma misham zehadin. V'ayin b'shut. So he went to his tshuva sram. It's his shalos and tshuva section. Pulled out the shalos judas before he had oitzra chochma. Oitzra chochma. You just typed a couple of code word keywords.
Once said, I did all of this without a computer.
It's amazing to go through all these shalos and tshuva. So you know, essentially, the story with from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim. I don't remember who there was. Talmidim learning in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chavetz Chaim, he quoted an exotic sefer. So they went to the home of the Chavetz Chaim and they asked him, when you quote the sefer in the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, we want to look it up inside. It's fascinating. We want to see it inside. Do you have it in your home? So he said, no. When I wrote the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't have the sefer. I borrowed it from someone. I got what I needed out of it, and I returned it. And that was it. I don't have it. I borrowed it. And then he turns to his bookcase, and he only on his bookcase he had nothing. He would say today, a bar mitzvah boy today had more swarm than when the Chavetz Chaim had. Yeah.
Simcha once said, he used to criticize Reb Mendel Zaks.
Yeah.
Because Reb Mendel Zaks had a lot of swarm.
Had a big library.
He says, to buy sperm, you have to have money.
Oh, this is exactly what Chavetz Chaim said. Chavetz Chaim said this. So this Chavetz Chaim, so he pointed at his bookcase, and he goes, oi. Okay, again, these people, they came to read the story, they came to him and said, do you have the safer? He says, no, I don't have the safer. I borrowed the safer, and I gave it back when I finished. He then, in front of these Talmidim, he turned to his bookcase, and he looked at his bookcase, which only had a couple of swarm, and he goes, oi, oi. So the Talmidim said, why are you saying oi? Mistama, because you wish you had a lot more swarm. So he goes, no. No, he goes, no, oi. That who says I even need these swarm? Every safer costs money, and money is time, and time that I spent to earn the money is the time that I'm not spending to learn, preparing for the next world, for the big trip. So, oi, who says even the few svarim that I have on my shelf, even that I need, even these svarim, what a waste. A whole different perspective in having, so today people have, unbelievable people have, I don't know how they have money for it, but they have it. Okay, so therefore he took that, he went to his...
It's the right color scheme.
The right color scheme. The eye, the maid, you know, she's the one who arranges, she's the one who arranges the bookcase. Someone commented, they had a scandal on the news about the Academy Awards. So how does the Academy Awards work? So I don't know. This seems like there's a button. There are a select group of people in the world who are supposed to be mumchim in deciding what's called a good movie, and they send them the videos of the movies, and they're supposed to look at all these movies. So these people, they really have time to go look at all these movies. So there was a scandal in the article in the news that they don't really look. They give it to their maids. This is an article. No, they give it to their maids. They will clean their house. They have nothing to do the whole day, the maids. These big fancy mansions, these very wealthy people, and the maids watch the movies, people who manage to clean and speak English, and they decide what's called, the balabas comes home and says, which one did you like? I like this one. Oh, you like this one? Okay, so I'm going to send in my vote for this movie. And that was, the front page of the story in the news. The maids are the one, are the ones.
Oh, well, in that
which,
case,
which news? Yes.
No, they have streamings also. No, they have CD.
Okay, whatever. So someone who's listening, I heard a from guy in Shul say, yeah, it's not a chiddush. It's like in my house. Who decides where all the sperm go in the bookcase? The maid. She decides this has a red binding, so this fits better over here. And this is black, and this is tall, this is short. The maid arranges the svarim. The maid decides on the movie, so she arranges the svarim.
What? Wives and the interior designers go to the svarim store. They say, I need 30 reds, 40 blues. Yes.
Okay.
The decorating business.
They have the fake svarim. You never saw the fake svarim?
Oh, well, how many times do you have a savior of a shas, and 50 years later you take out the Gemara and you realize the binding is upside down, that it was bound upside down? How could it be that your whole life, 50 years, you never once opened up this Gemara to discover that it's upside down? It's true. They're meisim meisim, like meisim lechol yom. It's pretty sad. Okay, the ayin b'shod beis Yitzchak. The cause of the Or Hashmal Shapir Mikri Ner, he paskins that Or Hashmal is called Ner. Yochel Lavrchal al Alav Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. Ayin Sham. Yim Kain Lefize Gam Hochel Mutu Livdek Bo Vafte Chazin the Ner Shel Shemen and Beshuman and Vchel of Gam Kain Lavrchal Alav Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. Afil Wachi Ein Boidkin Bohem Kimash Kosab Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to use a Ner of Shemen and Shuman and Chelev. You're only supposed to use Ner Shel Shaiva of wax. You're not supposed to use liquid fuels when it comes to bedikas chum, because you have to be able to move around with it. So maybe when it comes to electric, it should be also no better than shemen, shuman, chaylef. No, exactly right. That's exactly what it comes to go say. That's what it's coming exactly to point out. So hasam time is beg kashen yochel lachni some bechurin usudakim pen yishba hashem. If you have a liquid fuel, it might spill. The Ashuman, the Shemin Yatif Alakim, you might go and spill Alakim, the Afsin, you'll ruin the Kilim, and they'll spill on the Kilim. Avu Bener Hashmal, Shapi Yochalach Nitzah, Bukudim, Mustokim. It's very easy to move it around in the cracks. Vein Misyorei Miklom, the Ainshum Tamle Esser, both. There's no reason why it should be Yasser. So since we do find Lahalacha that it's called a Nair, the Harai, you can make a Bracha Lahalik Nair Shel Shabbos, and there's no issue of not being able to go into the cracks. So therefore, it certainly is going to be okay to make a Bracha on this for your Nair for the on electricity. Sometime when it comes to some hold that Friday night, you may not make a bracha lahalik ner shel Shabbos. Sometime did tzarch lahalik hayishol bi atzmo. You have to light it yourself. The whole melachas hadlaka lov. The whole melacha must be done by you. Or hachashmal ein kol melacha nasaydei hayishol levadoi. Shagam hoivdin bebeis chareishes the factory. Misaymim hadlaka when you turn on a switch, you're not doing the complete ma'is halakha. Your ma'is is a pashutvis with the electric company. They're also participating in making this fire. That's why you cannot make a bracha. Sha'al yodam yotza bo hazerem, the flow of electricity. Ma'ash egin hacha hacha hachi tzarech lahalik ner habriga. Ma'ash egin hacha hachi tzarech lahalik ner habedika ha'adam ha'baydek. Do you have to be the one? There's no din of hadlaka. He's saying a murdik chiddush. There's no din of lighting. There's no lighting. The mitzvah is not to light the ner. The mitzvah is to do the bedika with the ner. It's not your obligation to light the ner. So therefore, since it is called an ish, and the only reason why you may not make a bracha is because you're not doing the ma'aseh hadlaka. So here you do not need a ma'aseh hadlaka. You just need an ish. It should be good enough. Do we make a bracha halakas haner? It's no worse. It's no worse. Like an achsadra, an open porch. So we learned that by daytime, let's say a person did not do bedika at night, a person is doing bedika by day, lechatchili is supposed to use an or haner. But if you're doing the bedika by day, by an achsadra, an open porch where the sun is shining, then by day you do not need to use an or haner. So you see, there's no need of lighting a candle. It's just that you need light. So once we have light, the light is called an H. It certainly should be good. Al kein ein shum tam usvara le le'eser bedikas chametz al yidei or ha'chashmal. So therefore, me'ikar hadin, there is absolutely nothing wrong with using a electric light. And notice that we're using a flashlight, it's even better. Because using a flashlight, you're doing the entire ma'aseh hadlaka. When you're doing a flashlight, it's not a factory. It's even better. It's even better. So maybe that's why when it comes to Shabbos, maybe you have the electric lights. That's probably better. That the battery lights will last for a couple of hours. Yeah, it's focused. Okay, but you can diffuse a flashlight. They have also electrical lights, flashlights which diffuse camping lights, which the light is diffused for people.
LEDs.
They're pretty powerful. Very powerful, but those are LEDs, so that's another issue. LEDs are LEDs called H, some hold not. LED, he's dealing with incandescent bulb. He's talking about incandescent. Today it's very hard to name. Today we have another Shaila, because you do need a Nair. It's one thing is you do need a Nair. According to all the poskim, most poskim, in an incandescent bulb is called a Nair. The filament that gets hot is called a psila, it's called the wick, and the electricity is the shemen. So you have, and the shalheves is the glow, and you have all three. The only thing you don't have is oxygen, and that's a shiloh. But you do have the basic components of a nair. But LED fluorescent, you don't. Fluorescent is questionable. There's some hold that you do have a nair by fluorescent, but LED you don't. So maybe when it comes to doing bedika with an LED, I never heard anyone say not. Today I don't even know if you can buy anymore the regular flashlights. You can, yeah. Go wait 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I'm willing to bet you're not going to be able to buy regular flashlight anymore. Then it's going to be only LEDs. Only LEDs. So it's only LEDs. LEDs. What?
When does it say that you need a fire?
You need a nair, it says. Yivdoik bin nair. Chazal say you have to light with nair. With the nair. A nair.
Light.
He does say the halacha, so maybe that's the leniency. Ein bedkim ella b'ner shel shaiva. So he says two things: wax and a nair. And he talks about the fuels. Okay, so you want to say light? Okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to halakha nair Shabbos, you have to halakha. Halakha requires a nair. When it comes to Chanukah is even more chomer. Chanukah is even more chomer. Even if you hold it good for Shabbos, and that might not be considered good for Chanukah. But when it comes to bedikas chomer, you just need light. And light doesn't make it. There's no din of halakha, and there's no din of light. As long as it's light, it's good enough.
And as long as it's a light that shines
directly on the eyes, even better. Okay, in Echanan, that's reason. Then he does go on to say.
Bring up the real reason it's urged, which is
safety. Today, that's a big thing. Then he goes on to say.
Today, flashlights, you always have more than one bulb.
Multiple. It's an avuka.
No, but it's focused.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it depends.
It's not focused.
It's very direct
because it's direct.
Very direct where you're pointing it.
No.
It has to have. Does it have a lens on it or not? Sometimes it doesn't have a lens.
Yes, something.
Can't
touch it.
So basic plastic. That's all.
So.
Okay, I don't know. So this is what then he goes on to say. The afilu hachi concludes with these words: Yisrael kedoshim heim umitzvah haba pamachas kishe b'shana. Now look what his concluding words. Tradition. His concluding words are.
Yeah.
I don't think the fire department will be happy with these words, but it says here about Yisrael kedoshim heim umitzvah haba pamachas b'shana mehadrim aleha lasoisa kiminik avosein livdoik biner shel shaiva. Dafka.
And a feather and a wooden spoon.
What I've seen, I've heard this by almost everyone, is they start out with a wax candle for about 10 seconds and then they switch to a flashlight. I think even the biggest rabbanim have this custom. They make the bracha with a ner shel shaiva and you walk around for 10 seconds, blow it out, take out the flashlight, and that's the way. Is that how you do it?
If you have,
what do you do?
Your wife cleaned the house.
Yeah.
The room you're walking in is it was cleaned three times over.
But you still didn't do bedikah. Lo haner. It's a halacha. Why didn't the bedikah? The whole house was clean.
No,
so it's still a halacha.
Do you need
tradition? Tradition. This is tradition. The tradition is to. So this is what people do. I say people are super sensitive. Unfortunately, every year we hear, not every year, but every so often you hear about a still of a fire. You hear about fires, so people get very, very scared. So I have no doubt that people don't even want to light a candle.
I lived on 30th, yeah. And across the street there was a curtain store.
Yeah.
And I watched it. Dinkas Chametz, he took a candle, looking in the show window by the curtains.
And it went up on fire?
Of course.
So what happened?
The fire then came and pushed it out.
They put it out.
I saw it twice in my life. When I was married right here, then one of my friends on the floor below me, I looked out the window at night, and all of a sudden I see smoke coming out, and I said, I think that's that piece of foam. And I ran downstairs. He sent this kid with the candle. The kid went under the mattress. He went under the bed.
The biggest Chametz?
The biggest Chametz. He thought he was smart, whatever it is. And he didn't realize it caught fire. It was smoldering in the mattress. And then the whole thing. So he had a bright idea. He flipped over the mattress, knocked over the TV, it exploded. And the whole bedroom went up in flames. And then on the longer side,
there's a silver lining in there.
The big rabbit, the mountain stuff. He was in the clothes closet, near the door. He sent one of his grandkids with a candle.
People put donuts in clothes closets.
The grandchildren wrote a sefer that you quote a few times. And he got the clothes on fire. Thus, little by little, he thought he could put it out himself. It didn't work. And he heard the fire engines coming. The whole block was laughing.
Moshe Meyer just wrote an article now, and he says after this tragedy. After this tragedy, he says not only you check your fire, he says go to your shoes, check that the exit door is not chained with a lock. He said, check that there's a fire extinguisher.
Make sure there's an exit door.
Yeah, he says, it's obvious now.
Rabbi said you should do it with a flashlight.
The kid.
Only use a flashlight.
He sent out an email. He says, as I said before, you should do the news comments with a flashlight.
Only a flashlight. Nothing else.
Yeah. Where only wasn't there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Use a flashlight.
I think that's been the trend over the years. My father, all the years I remember, he'd started with a candle for 10 seconds. 10 seconds, and then right away the flashlight.
I believe I could have just said that.
What?
Yeah, but do you have to burn the flesh?
But today people are so nervous. They're so nervous. They don't even want to use the candle. I think it's posh. You're not going to use the candle more than 10 seconds. The question now is, should you even use the candle for 10 seconds? People are so nervous. They're so super sensitive. Even for 10 seconds, not going to use the candle. Okay.
No, do you have to burn the flashlight with the chametz too?
If you use the set, they have a little candle that doesn't last more than 10 seconds anyway.
Oh!
Maybe that's something.
The other thing to watch out for. Not everyone has this problem, but if you have a beard, don't get your beard caught on fire. I know someone I had someone who got their beard was caught on fire. It's no joke. Singed. What? The Dikas Chametz. The Dikas Chametz's beard caught on fire. A long beard. And he was bent down. He bent down with it and got caught on fire. Okay, you're not gonna leave that one down. That's a very serious thing. So obviously you have all of these things.
He didn't have to trim his beard that year.
Okay, let's go to halacha. Let's go to halacha gimel. Halacha gimel. Boydek. Boydek call hachadorim sheyesh locho shema echnisa b'chem chametz. The person should check all the rooms which is chashash is chametz. Afilu hamartofim the attic, the cellar. A martof is an attic or a cellar.
Martof is a basement.
The liyos is the attic. What?
Shema sheyachnisu.
Maybe possible. Yeah. No, you do not have to. Definitely not. Makom shemachnisim by chametz, a place that you did not bring chametz, you did not need to clean. Spring cleaning. So you don't have to clean it. Enechnani. It's spring cleaning. No, so you don't have to clean. You don't have to clean. Not only do you not need to clean, you do not need to do a bedika. That's not part of the bedika. Forget about cleaning. That's certainly, you don't need to do bedika. You don't need to go into that room with the bedika. It's a very important halacha. There's only a limit. Does not even need a bedika. Maybe there's a concern that maybe you brought food in there. Afilu b'hamaratov, and even the basement, v'halias the attic, v'hachanuys in the store, ubeis so eitz in the place where you store wood. Kol sheyesh lochus shema hechnisa sham chametz tzrichim luvdak b'chetz tzrichim luvdak kol hakelim shemachzikim b'chametz. All of the utensils in which you store chametz. V'kodim abdika yiv yichabdu heitev kol makamus. Yeah, before you do bedika, you have to first clean the place in advance. V'inaku oisam yikol chametz l'man yinokeloi achkach luvdak. And so it's saying over here that you have to prepare for the bedika. The bedikah is not something you do on. You can't go clean chametz b'shas the bedikah. The bedikah is just a spot check. It is the finishing touch. First, you do through a month of cleaning from Purim until Pesach, slave labor. You do clean your house. Who saw some Purim?
Started this week.
Okay, let's see on the bottom. Oy say on the bottom. Boy, the kol chadarim hachanuyos ayin b'shut b'shknos haroyim. Shebalei hachanuyos mekilim b'zev simchu atzma mamash shemanachim b'chadim hachanuyos yom or yomayim kodma pesach. They don't clean their stores well. They just whatever the janitor does every day before, that's good enough. Ma'azir shein shub hetu b'zev. He warns the people who have these stores that it's not proper. V'lo yakilu b'mitzvah shi pamachas b'shana. A mitzvah that's once a year, person should be not be leaning in. V'im hinichu rochok mibeso. Let's say the chanusa is rochok mibeso. The store is far from your home. Im dai bebracha achas lem. So you make a bracha. So you make a bracha at home, and now you get in the car and you go to the store. Your store is located somewhere else. Do you need to make another bracha when you go to your store? Can you rely upon the bracha you make at home? So he says, "Lo hidiusha mahashak sheyichavim shas bebrachos shadai to rak al beis v'lo lechanus." And then you can make another bracha. Amazing thing. If your person has a store business and you can do a bedik in the business, so you can make two separate brachas: a bracha at home, a bracha in your business. And shav kavana, the bracha that I'm making in my home is not for my place of business, because if you want to place of business, it's a real chash, then it's not a good bracha because of the hefsig and time it could go and take you to travel and to reach that location. You should make a real hefsig to make a separate bracha. The ein b'zeh mishum gorim bracha shenatzricha kevin the yesh plugs b'zeh ilavarich eloi v'im hachanus nimkar la'akum ayin tzivkanzan. You don't need to make a bedika. So therefore, the basic rule is that a person has a place of business, you have to make a double bracha. A shul, it's very important to do a bedika in the shul. Whoever is responsible for the shul has to make a bedika in the shul, but the minig is not to make a bracha on the bedika for the shul, because it's not in your shul. Whose shul is it? It belongs to the community. Maybe if a private shul that's owned by a rabbi, I don't know, let's say a shul that's owned by a privately owned shul. There are many of those today. Probably most shuls today are privately owned. So maybe in a chinami, maybe in that case, they would require its own special bracha. You have to ask the rabbanim what they do. Rabbi Khan's shul, he owns his shul. No one owns his shul, right? Rabbi Khan? So I wonder if he makes the bracha, but he's next door. Probably he goes straight from his house right into the shul. There's no hefsik. There's no hefsik from one to the next. What? He also owns the shul. It's his shul, really? Wow. So he doesn't live in the shul though.
No, but now he lives across the street.
Across the street. So there's no hefsik going from one to the other. Okay, let's go to halacha dalet. Refesh al bakar, a barn. Shenoistim shama tvua lebehemos lechol v'chein lul shol tanegolim. Shenoistim lechem sham tvua inim tshich medika kishem aloy nischamsa klal hatvua. These are not so much noyalacha lemaisa for us. Yim tim solemash nischamsa shema achlu hakol v'lo shir klum. It's a sek seka. If you give grain tvua to the animals, first of all, who says the grain turned into chametz? And even if it did turn into chametz, who says that there's a leftovers? Animal eat up every little crumb. Avul bat im nasnu, but let's say nasnu lohem shama tzvua chamutza. But if you feed your animals chametz, then shein kan el safek echad shema achla kol ein hasemu al ze utzrichim bedika halacha hey tzrichim livdaik bechol hamakamash bechulim v'stakim kol mashi yavshar v'chein akisim she bebegodim, to clean out your pockets. shalai v'shal tinekash, and they had children. Shalpamim noistim b'chem chametz suchim l'dika v'yineim yishig mat heidev l'machar b'shas ha-bi'ur. At the time of your chametz, you should take out, you should enter your pockets at the time when you burn the chametz. Halacha vav ha-chadarim shemarchim le'en Yehudi, the rooms that you sold to the Yehudi and chametz kevin she'en marchim ad l'machar im heim chalala b'layil im chachil b'dika im kein chal alav v'layil l'chi b'dika v'chayiv l'botkam. Tremendous chiddush. People, I don't know if people do this. We have to see here in the bottom. I don't know if let's see the bottom when he says in the bottom. So do one more halacha in the bottom, and we'll get to the bottom. Zayin koydim shemaskel livda givarch. We did that. I read that. The keys, the halacha. I read halacha. Hey, you have to check out your pockets. Yeah. Check your pockets and your pockets. Havav we did. We'll do. We'll get to the bottom in a moment. I just want to finish up the page. First of all, the kitshuch nerch. Halacha zayin says koydim shemaskel livda givarch asher kedushon b'mitzvos v'tzvanu al biur chametz. V'yaf al pi shiato adayin in mevaru. You're not burning it. You're not destroying it. Mikol mokum mevarch al biur l'fi shemiyad achar habedika yivatel es chametz shniyadulo. The mevaru you do not know about. V'hu abiur. That's the answer. It's a very, very. That's the beer l'chametz she'ini du'lot. That's a very common question people ask. How can make the bracha al beer chametz? So beer people assume means to destroy, to burn. You're not burning until tomorrow. There's a hefsek. The answer is when you say kol hamira and you say yimavat l'chametz that you do not know about. That is a form of beer, and therefore the bracha is not delayed. The bracha is chal right away. V'lo yafsek ben habracha l'tchil sabedika d'shnadi yom yhefsek v'tom shlo yafsek al gemar habedika. Should not talk, not to answer the cell phone, not to text in the middle of Bedikas Chametz. That's not the proper thing to do. To talk, people are very neat. Once after you get into a couple of minutes of the Bedikah, so then you can talk. Where should we go next? Should we look over here? Should we look there? Once you're ready, go through a couple of minutes. Bedikah business. But even the Bedikah business, I've seen people that are very mocked, but they don't talk Bedikah business at least for the first 5 minutes. Okay, if the Bedikah takes 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so the first 5 minutes, they're very careful. They don't say a word. Once they were yoyed, so a sheer of bidika, then they loosen up. They loosen up and then they start talking bidika related matters. But you're not allowed to talk about other family matters. When are the children coming for Pesach? What time are they coming? What should I pick up in the store? When should we go daven ma'ariv and so on and so forth? Those things are not machloikas. Depends. Some if you daven ma'ariv before lechatil, then good. If not, then if you have a minyan kavua to daven later on, you do not have to daven. You do not need to daven ma'ariv before. It's just like lighting Hanukkah candles. Lighting Hanukkah candles is a different minhagim. Some people light Hanukkah candles bizman. The first moment, the ideal moment is shetich, when it gets dark, with the 25 minutes after Shkia, and they daven ma'ariv later on. And some people, they daven ma'ariv first, even though it means they're not going to be able to do light the candles in the ideal time. Same thing with bedikah. The ideal time to bedikah is tzeis hakachavim, which I guess is 50 minutes after sunset. That would be the ideal time to do bedikah. But if you're going to daven ma'ariv, you're going to daven ma'ariv then, so you're going to have to delay. You're not going to go daven ma'ariv, unless you daven ma'ariv a little bit earlier. Okay, they're different minhagim. It's not set that you should daven ma'ariv first. Ela b'meshu me'inyan abedika, you only allowed to talk about me'inyan abedika, v'yochel livdek l'kam b'batim b'brachachas, you can avoid many b'batim with one bracha. Let's take a look over here at all the letters Allah chavav. V'gam akisim shebegodim b'risi b'ham b'gilyan ashas, v'agoyin mahari engel mik krak. Mikrakow. Shukein mashamuz chazal chayvodim l'shan l'mashmeish begodim erev Shabbos. Just like you have to check your pockets erev Shabbos, there's nothing in your pockets. V'hu hilchasa rabasi l'shabata. This is a very important halacha l'shabata. Hachinami ze hilchasa rabati l'pischa. This is a very important halacha of a Pesach to check your pockets, make sure there's nothing inside. Halacha zayin, hachadorim. When else do you check your pockets? You check your pockets on Hashanah Rabbah. When Hashanah Rabbah, sorry, when you do Tashlich. Tashlich. Tashlich, the minhag is to empty out your pockets. And it's a symbolic. It's symbolic.
You don't need the crumbs.
You don't need the crumbs. It's a symbolic. It's symbolic is to empty out your pockets from sins. To empty out your pockets from sin. Halacha.
Friday night
to make sure that you don't have Machal Shabbos. So this year it's Friday Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Friday after the first of Yom Tov, when you go home, you make an announcement, check your pockets. I told you once, the Gabi once said, Rabbi Isai, check your pockets. If anyone finds any money, give it to me. Let's go 8:01.
8:01
is how many minutes after Shkia? 801 is what? That's Shkia?
No,
how many minutes after Shkia? Tzizachavim is a vague term.
720.
Oh, 720, that's 40 minutes. 720, that's 40 minutes.
41 minutes.
41 minutes is only, according to many places, it's only Midrabanan.
2 minutes, it's 8.
So when it's Tzizachavim, there's a Tzizachavim that's
801.
Even 30 minutes, 3 medium stars, 41 minutes, 50 minutes, 72 minutes, 90 minutes. There are many types of tzeisakachavim, many different types of stars. Okay, halacha zayin hachadadim shemurchem amalei yehudi. The room that you sell chametz to a guy, hamechaber kan placing b'chay adam. The mechaber paskins that the room. So here's what you mentioned. When you mentioned that this is coming to be machmir, the extreme chumra. The room that you're planning to sell to the guy, you're not really selling the room to the guy. You're renting the room to the guy. You rent the room to the guy. You don't sell the room to the guy. If you would sell it.
If you would sell, you have to know
the kelim. You know that's another thing. You're not selling the kelim. The kelim you're not selling. You're being the balur. You're not even doing that. Anything that's balur in the kelim, you're mevatel. Kelim that you own, that are chametzik kelim, you do not sell. You do not sell. If you were to sell the kelim, you would have to be tovel the kelim after yom is over. And what is balur in the kelim, you're also not selling. You know why you're not selling? Because he's not interested in buying it. He's not interested in buying the balur. Whatever is absorbed into the insides of the pot. Whatever is blue in the pot, you mevatel. Maybe it is royal. Maybe they don't like to lick it. Who knows? You don't know. But you mevatel. The kalim you're not selling. What's blue? You mevatel. So what are you selling real chametz? If you're selling real chametz, you got a very big problem because the halach is you're not allowed to have the chametz of a guy chemsa shel akam the beisoy shel yisrael. You're not allowed to have the chametz of a guy in your property. There's a chashash you may come to eat it. So what's the solution? Not only do I sell you the chametz, I rent you the location where the chametz is resting. So that means either the cabinet, I'm renting you the cabinet, I'm renting you the room, if it's an entire room, the chametz all over the place, I can't go figure out every location, so I'm renting you the entire room, and I'm not going to go in there. That's what you do. You're never selling anything other than actual chametz of value, or chametz nuksha, whiskey, or real chametz gomor, if you have chametz gomor, and the location you're not selling, you're renting, and again, you're not selling it or renting it to the rabbi. You're selling it or renting it to the guy. The rabbi is your agent. He's your agent. I'm going to sell my chametz to the rabbi. The rabbi is not interested in your chametz. You're going to sell the chametz to the guy through the rabbi. The rabbi is the agent. Chametz nuksha. It's chametz. Whiskey is chametz gomor? It depends on the whiskey. I don't know the answer. Chanukha means that it's damaged. It's not real chametz. It's not real chametz. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not kosher lePesach. It's a product of the five grains, but it has not halachically fermented to the point where we can call it chametz. When they manufacture whiskey, does it ever really turn into chametz? What is chametz? Chametz means wheat. Wheat that has fermented, that has turned into it's gone through a chemical process. When they prepare beer and whiskey, I don't know the details, it does not necessarily go through the chemical process that is found by bread, by a piece of bread. Bread goes through a certain chemical process. Is that the same process true with regard to certain types of whiskeys and liquors? Not necessarily, but it's certainly not kosher l'Pesach because it has gone through some type of chemical change. So Chazal have invented a special term for that type of chametz called chametz nuksha. Nuksha means something damaged. It's chametz that is not 100%. Okay, let's go to the next rule over here. Chadam shemochem le Yehudi, amchaber kan posek l'chay adam, that you have to do bedika on the rooms that are sold, that are going to be sold to the guy, because the mechira takes place the next morning. And that itself is a very interesting thing. When exactly is the time you sell the chametz to the guy? The minug is to sell the chametz to the guy during the fifth hour, during the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz, when chametz is still mutar behana. However, that's very dangerous because a lot of things can go wrong. The guy doesn't show up. Or the witnesses. My father always struggled with witnesses. My father, Erev Pesach, my father would do the mechira during the fifth hour, and he would ask boys, people to be witnesses, and he also was mahader to have a bezdin, to have dayanim, oversee the entire thing. And he wanted for the dayanim, you can only take any three people in the street, but he wanted to have rabbanim, smuchim. Not beards, so he would ask like chashuva people. And every time, and later years, my father, I would have to get the people for my father. And no one wants to come. Erev Pesach, during the time of Bir Chametz, I'm busy then. I'm busy. So it always was a struggle to get two boys to come serve as witnesses, and to get two other rabbanim, people who have smicha, to come and serve as dayan. The process took about a half an hour. They have to come early, and they have to sit and behave themselves and read all the documents and follow along and sign. So it was ordeal. So it was always we want to begin, and someone is not there yet, without exception. Every year, it's time. What?
A dayan can be drunk, right?
You know that whole process. Is that
what the bezdin? Three people know. The reason why a bezdin is Rav Nissen Alpert, he had a chumah from Rav Moshe. No one does this other than Rav Moshe. Is after the entire mechira was done, the dayanim, they said that just in case chas v'shalom there's something invalid about the mechira, we have the authority as the bezdin to be mafker all the people's chametz. Hefker, bezdin, hefker. So, and in addition, once the dayanim are there, there's like a dayanim are overseeing the entire process. A maisa bezdin. It's a very interesting idea. For example, I heard I listened to a share from Rav Herschel Schachter. He spoke about a very fascinating halacha that's not well known. Is a get lechatchila is not given at night. A get is only lechatchila done by day. B'diavad can be done at night also. Why? Because there's a kness hagedoyla, which is before the Shulchan Aruch, that writes that a seder kiddushin and seder gidin is a takana of Chazal, that it should be overseen by a bezdin. A bezdin should observe the process of the giving of a get and the giving of marriage. So the mesader kiddushin.
So the one
that oversees the mesader get and the mesader kiddushin is acting as a dayan, a representative of the bezdin. This is what it says in the Knesses Hagedol. The Mishnah often quotes the Knesses Hagedol. And it's true for both Kiddushin and Gitin. If it's a Maisa Bezdin, that has the two major of Herschel Schachter, this is two very big nafkaminas. Number one, it cannot be done at night, because Maisa Bezdin is only done by day. Number two, the Mesader Gitin and the Mesader Kiddushin may not be related to the Baalei Dinim. So the Mesader Gitin may not be related to the people that are getting divorced, and the Mesader Kiddushin may not be related to the Chosin and Kal.
Because of the best?
Because he is a Dayan, and a Dayan has to be impartial. A Dayan may not be related. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Knesses Hagedolah. So here's the Chiddush. Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer, he quotes the Knesses Hagedolah halfway. Only for Gitin. For Gitin. Which means a get lechatchila should not be done at night, and the mesader get cannot be related to the husband and wife. But for kiddush, he doesn't quote it. So Rav Herschel Schachter, he says something shocking. I mean, that's what it says on the tape.
The that there shouldn't be any tzad for someone to come in and say a psul on it.
Yeah.
So they give a madah.
They destroy it. They destroy it. The get is destroyed. That is an indication, according to the Knesset Hagedolah, that the Mesader get has to be a dayan. You just don't take a rabbi who has, just don't take any person, any Tom, Dick, and Harry to be a Mesader get kiddushin, even though it's not so complicated. It's not a big deal to be a Mesader kiddushin. You take out the rabbi's manual, you read the instructions. It's not, you can do it yourself. It's not so complicated to be a Mesader kiddushin. Chazal said, still lo yehi esek imohen. So therefore, the Knesset Hagedolah says, Zemai Sebezin. Rav Herschel Schachter says, Zemai Sebezin. No kiddushin at night, no kiddushin, the Mesader kiddushin may not be related to the Chosin Kala. The reason why we're makel is because the Shulchan Aruch, surprisingly, mysteriously, only quotes half of the Knesset HaGedolah, only when it comes to Gittin, Kiditin. No, so I think I don't remember who it was. One of the Gedolim showed that when he came to the city, when he came to Rav, he saw that the minhag was to get married at night. I mean, people get married at night, Maisim Mechol Yom. And today, Maisim Mechol Yom, the Mesader Kedushin, if he has a child, you have a Rosh Shiva, a popular Rosh Shiva, will be the Mesader Kedushin for his daughter. Okay, it's not unheard of. It's not unheard of for a rabbi, but my father was Mesader Kedushin for my sister. He was the Mesader Kedushin. It's not unheard of. It's very common. And getting married at night is our night. So this Rav, he came to town. What in the world is going on over here? The Knesset HaGedolah says, you know, do this. So he made a takon, and no marriages take place at night, period. However, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but Rav Herzl Shechter says that it's a hiddur. It's a chumra. It's a hiddur. I can't believe he actually says. He said it's not the right thing. He says, if you can arrange it, you should not get married at night. A person should not get married at night, and the Mesader Kedushin should not be related to the Chassan, to the Chassan Kal. It's tremendous chiddush, tremendous chumra, but he quotes this. Okay, so getting back over here to the Mais of Bezdin, the Mechiras Chameit, it's done. Moshe did it through. I don't know if that's why he did it, but my father told me that he went to observe. He never saw Moshe did it. He came early in the later years when Rav Nitzan Alpert was the one that was did on behalf of Rav Moshe. In the early years, Rav Moshe was there. He sat there and watched when Rav Nitzan Alpert did the entire process. In the later years, Rav Moshe really wasn't there. Rav Nitzan Alpert did the entire thing himself. All the Rabbanim came, and it was his minig. It's not brought down in any swarm to do this. Rav Nitzan Alpert had a Bezdin, maybe because he wanted, not clear exactly why, he wanted the Bezdin to oversee the entire process, to remind the Bezdin, like the Knesset HaGedolah to some degree, or he wants a Bezdin because Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So it was always inevitable. My father did this. One of the people did not show up. One of the witnesses did not show up, or one of the dayim did not show up. And we always had to wait, when did they come? And the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. You have an hour and 15 minutes. Show us money. It's an hour and 15 minutes. So it definitely became the minute to some degree today. I don't know the degree, but not everyone is so makbet to sell the chametz the last minute. The fifth hour, they sell it earlier. It makes things a lot simpler. The only problem is there are always people who come the very last minute. There's always the guy that came to my father literally 10 seconds before he started in the Mechira. A guy bangs down the door in the shul, oh, can I sell my chametz to you? Just in the nick of time, just the very last moment, he puts his name down on the shtar. So he talks over here, this halacha, that if since the minhag was to sell the chametz in the morning, at night when you do the bedikah, this chametz is not been sold, are you required to bedikah in the room where you're selling, where you're going to rent to the guy? So the chaya adam is machmir. He quotes over here, Hamoicher es kan paisig kechaya adam, amdam roiv gedoyle acharoinim. They disagree with this psak halacha. Daitam shein tzach livde kachadorim amakoy mo shemoichem lakum, the room that you're planning to rent to the guy tomorrow, he says here sell. You're not really selling, it's rental. The room that you're planning to rent to the guy, you're not going to enter this room for the remainder of Pesach, you do not need to do a maaseh. When you go away for Pesach, that's right. If you're going away for Pesach and you're selling your entire house, you do not need to do bedikah in your house because of the poiskim, that say, not like the chayy adam, that if I'm renting the house to a guy, I don't need to do bedikah. However, the kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, even the place that you're planning to sell to the guy, you should do a bedikah. That's why anyone that goes away to a hotel for Pesach, goes away to another, wherever you're going for Pesach, the rabbi always says, before you do, you should do a lightweight bedikah without a bracha. Why? He's telling you to be machmir like the kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
What the Rambam does here, right. He says, leave one room.
One room that you're not renting. So then it's a real bedikah. That's a real bedikah. So when you're selling the house to a guy, renting the house to a guy, you're renting him the house minus one room. So that room is really, that room requires me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin bedikah without a bracha.
With a bracha.
Before with a brother bracha. Oh, with a bracha. Okay.
No. I'm going in the morning.
I'm referring without a bracha. What you're not doing in the morning, that's what I'm referring to. not when you're going away, not when you're going away a week before Pesach.
Yeah, okay, that's a different.
So then you don't make a bracha.
Yeah.
Then you don't make a bracha. But he's saying, well, you're doing it the day you're going away, Erev Yom Tov. So then the night before, you make a bedik on the one room that you're v'dafka not renting to the non-Jew. Or, okay, right, but then the other alternative is if you already have arrived in your hotel or your destination the night of Yudalit, you could do a bedik over there. That would even be more ideal, because that's the location where you are. That's certainly going to be your reshus for the Pesach.
You're supposed to do it because you have the key.
What?
You have the key to the hotel room.
When you come there.
Who has the key?
Right. We have to be there. You have to already be on site. You have to be there the night before. The night before.
If it's your room for Pesach and it's a Makom Shem
Achdisah, you already brought in yourself. That's a good point. Okay, let's finish up over here. So he brings that over here, but in a situation, but let's just discuss this particular situation where you have rented out everything to the guy. The entire house will be rented to the guy. Do you need to be dikot? So he presents machlok to the chay adam, and most other pesim chayim says you still need to do a bedika, and according to the chay adam, you do, and according to the most pesim, you do not need. Amnam roiv gedolei hachvaynim daitam she'ein tzach livdek hachadodim v'hamakamu shemoychim la'akum period ayin chasam sofer v'shut binyan oylam v'shut tzemach tzedek hachodash shekulam sovrim she'ein tzarech livdek mekamu shemochar yimochram la'akum period v'stechemet kosav she'ein la'akum tzeminik. Next halacha kama botim b'ruch achas ayin primogodim shemestabek yihiluch mibayis labayis havi hefzik. We go from one house to another, it's called hefzik. U'mash medaitoi sham dezhavei hefzik. It's a hefzik. V'tzarech l'varach, you must make a new bracha. The chain cause the b'shulchan aruch hagadol from Zalman, the chayy adam, the shut mishkan aseroyim, the tzarich levarach, you need to make a separate bracha on every one of your homes. Amnam ayin b'mishnah brura hevi misifah chay yosef. Ramban Mordechai the ein halicha bezeh hefsek kevin shemuchiv lelech livdik b'chol makom tzvichin katzav hagadol from Hashem sarazu ayin sham nachlok esapaisim. You make a separate bracha on every single bayis. Mishnah brura says you don't. If you own multiple locations, you make one bracha and go from place to place. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll try to continue tomorrow with this. We'll take a short break, and then we'll do a few little things on the Haggadah. Yeah.
So someone's coming to a hotel. It's already in the afternoon.
So the night before, you do nothing. When you arrive in the hotel, there's something. In the morning.
Yeah.
You do nothing. There's nothing to do. Nothing. You only do bedika all the Arba Asar, the night of the 14th. You do bedika in your home. You do bedika where you are the night of the 14th.
Oh.
When you arrive on site, it's too late. Too little, too late. It's not your rishus.
I don't know. I've never been away, so I don't know. But I feel
you do bedika. How do you know that it's clean? You don't make a brach. You have to check. You have to bedika to make sure there's no chametz there. But to make a brach, the brach was established to make it on the property that you own the night of Yudalit. Or la arba asar.
And if you come to the hotel or the house, you try to bring in the 10 pieces of hummus to kind of throw, yeah.
Well, you put out, give it out 10 pieces. What? No, you put out your 10 little pieces. What do you mean?
In the hotel?
In your room?
Yeah. I mean, he had the whole thing clean. He wants to make sure it's clean for Pesach. He's not, he doesn't want anybody bringing any
chametz. No, real chametz, yeah, but I'm talking about your 10 pieces.
That's real chametz.
So they're not going to...
In this case, you don't have to make it. It can't be real chametz. They have it in the kosher of Pesach section.
That's what I have a box of plastic bags.
Right.
Full-size bags. Says on it kosher of Pesach, and on the other side it says challah bags.
Chalabex?
Yeah, to put your chalas in.
Yeah.
Picture the chalas.
Kosher l'teisa. Kosher l'teisa.
Union waiters?
Union waiters
had an OU. You know the grape juice story, right? Gorski gave the headship to the Vatican to use grape juice. They like the sweet wine.
They recommend Manischewitz wine for the sacramental bodies.
Manischewitz wine, not Kevin.
Not all Manischewitz.
There's a story about it. Some of them are. Manischewitz is the biggest customer.
Who?
How much wine do they use already?
They use it all that they recommend.
All their sacraments.
For all the sacraments.
How many sacraments do they have already?
They have, whenever they give you Sunday morning, their service
in all the
churches.
They have the wine. They keep
one talking about a lot of churches. Who says they're not sipping any on the
Sunday? Big merger on Wall Street. Manischewitz wine and Christian Brother wine. It's virgin. They're calling it Manischewitz.
That's a good one.